I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Paul from Marblehead. What's up, Paul?
Hey, ladies and gents, and Curtis, I'm just sitting here listening to you, Greg. If you're sitting in the conference room in a meeting, and somebody says to you, "We got a great idea. Let's put a tripod up and film at a visitor stadium," you know, what are you going to give each other high fives and say, "Man, that's a great idea. We're going to get a Global. We're going to get a Curtis. We're going to get something."
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that they've got a few other film in the box now. They've got to do your job with Cora. He's going to be working with the trash guy out in the trash cans, and they can only get film of him. They can only get film of him when it was visitors rubbing back.
Hey, Paul, you're good with the one-liners here. So the Patriots were warned three times in the morning of the game against the Jets in 2007, and still illegally filmed signals. So you really think that they follow the rules and pay attention to these things and don't do dumb things?
I'm just amazed, Curtis, that you sit in a room and saying, "This is a great idea. Let's go do it."
Obviously, it wasn't a great idea.
Yeah, obviously. So where does it come from? You know, the next one is they've got one in the can for the Hookers Association, and this went out to Trump. He showed up with Giuliani, and he found out it was a bunch of rug people. So, you know, that's it. He took his $150,000 check and took it back.
So what?
Leave the humor to Nick.
This is Fitzy level. It's awesome.
Yeah. I just knew. It's a 5-minute break. Got to get a quick Fitzy shot in.
I mean,
hey, oh, and big news. They moved the Belichick 11:49 now, Nick. Just so you know.
Listen, like I've been saying all morning, this is much ado about nothing.
Where's the pivot sound effect?
I want everybody to stop making a big deal out of this. It was just a simple mistake that was made by a Kraft Sports production staffer. And it was this is Jerry from Florida. Yes, hello, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just want to say that I think that Robert Kraft's behavior in front of the media yesterday says all you need to know about his true character. I mean, if Bill Belichick really didn't have anything to do with this, Robert Kraft should have stepped in front of that camera and said, "Hey, this is Kraft Productions. Bill Belichick has nothing to do with it. The buck stops with me." Now he's going to throw Bill Belichick out in front of a press conference today where Bill has to answer all of those questions.
You know,
and so for people like Fitzy, who refer to him as Mr. Kraft with such great reverence, is just so pathetic.
Yeah.
Well, he signs my checks, so.
You make an interesting point, Jerry. I think he did have an opportunity yesterday to make this go away somewhat so that it isn't a topic at 11:43 and 35 seconds when Bill has his conference call with the national media.
Right.
But again, I guess if you're Robert Kraft and you think this is a nothing story, aren't you going to say what he said yesterday, which is what you know everything about it that you need to know? I mean,
he can say it's a nothing story, but he knows when Belichick steps on that podium today, he's going to be inundated with these questions and it's going to cause him embarrassment. And he would prefer that happen than for him to take responsibility what his company was doing. Add that to the rub and tug for $100 and all the other things and getting rid of AB because he didn't want to embarrass himself. And you know the true character of Robert Kraft. Jerry. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Kraft, Fitzy. Mr. Kraft.
Thank you,
Jerry. Enjoy your lunch at the Publix, you jerk.
Oh.
Great comeback, Fitzy.
You're welcome.
Really, you have the best comebacks. Whenever anyone catches you,
it was actually it was a $59 R&T with a $100 tip from Mr. Kraft. You jerk. Go have some bath
salts. Don't say tip. Please don't say tip.
Rub and tug.
Load him up. Hey, you have the best comebacks. I live in Florida. My name's Jerry.
Here's a 781 text in which the texter says that this could possibly be their best text. So pay attention to it.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be a shame if Brady and Belichick both leave New England because of Bob Kraft?
I mean, that's a great point from about Kraft not stepping up for Belichick. I think that's, if not for Orchids of Asia, I believe Kraft would have. I think that's preventing him.
What do you mean? What does that have to do with
it? He doesn't
want
to answer questions from reporters. He still hasn't met the media about that. He is hiding from that.
He could have sat down with Schefter at the owners' meetings and not been asked about that. That could have been, we're just talking about this. They could have addressed it easily.
I don't think he's walking away. You think he's
Has he done a media avail yet?
Do you think he's walking away yesterday because he doesn't want to answer questions about that?
Yep. Oh,
months,
sure.
Months later? Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Tipping $100 on a $59 massage, Mr. Kraft. I mean, he's a great tipper. You thinking?
The guy's a great tipper. That's a 200% tip, isn't it?
Ish.
I mean,
tippish.
Or maybe he doesn't believe this spin that it's all his people, that there was no Belichick involvement, and he doesn't want to step in front of the media and put his foot in his mouth.
Like, how do you feel about this text? If I were Bill Belichick, I would seriously contemplate leaving the Patriots organization over this.
Belichick should leave over this? Someone else made a mistake? He's the one who started the fire. Someone else almost accidentally restarted the forest fire upon the scorched lands that Belichick has been coaching upon because of what he did years ago. He's not the one who should be leaving. If anyone's going to get chased out of town, it may be Brady, because maybe he thinks to himself, wow, I took the fallout for Spygate when I had Dorito Dink and Freddy Fingers over there to take a little air out of the football. I have very little good name left around the league because of these idiots, and now I'm going to face this? The hell with that. I'd rather go 9-7 in Los San Diego.
But you don't think that Bill Belichick is sitting there this morning saying, if there was no sinister intent, he's not sitting there this morning and saying, look what this idiot... the video production arm of this business, which has nothing to do with football, has done to me when it comes to my legacy and my reputation.
That Volan's best line was that he hates Kraft Productions, that Belichick hates everything that Kraft does. It's Kraft's vanity. That's a money quote. I mean, right about that. There could be a breaking point. He made him trade Garoppolo, and now this.
But I don't buy that. To do your job this offseason was basically a two-hour love-in of McDaniels and Belichick. I understand why certain players don't like Do Your Job, because it makes it seem like it's all Belichick's mastery behind the scenes, but that was all about how Bill Belichick and McDaniels were brilliant and how they beat the Rams and all of that.
Here's a 603 text that says, this is an even better text than the 781 text. A low-level producer or photographer may not know the rules, but the advanced scout who works for the Patriots organization certainly knows that they should not be filming.
Right.
So now we're back to maybe there was something going on.
The scout is writing down everything that he's supposed to. He can't see
the camera right beside him.
Everybody in the press room was talking about it. They were being filmed while filming. Talking about?
It was Inception with cameras.
And now we know why people drink at Thanksgiving. This dinner table sucks. Thanksgiving. I mean,
cover it.
Jesus, please don't talk about it. Oh, my
Thanksgiving.
God.
Thanksgiving.
Look at what has... Seriously, can we go back to talking about the fact that N'Keal Harry scored a touchdown, or that the offensive line is a tire fire, or that the Pats are going to have a hard time? What do I need to do? Say Cincinnati's going to win on Sunday just to get everyone to stop talking about this non-story?
Here's a text that says, I believe that this is just a huge mistake, so that I can continue to support this franchise. Some are finding any possible way to explain this away as just a mistake, which it may very well
be. From Fitzy's burner account.
That was your burner account. All right, we're going to find out what is trending.
Listen to Tom Brady's interview anytime on the radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Setting up your consultation to start losing weight and get healthy will be a gift that you and your loved ones will be thankful for. Awaken180weightloss.com. By the way, I'm informed we have Bruins tickets to give away at this time tomorrow.
Oh!
Bruins tickets on the show.
For...
There's a franchise to follow.
For what game?
Bruins-Kings, December 17th.
Awesome.
Right. Bruins at the Caps tonight. That's a good one. 7 o'clock. Celtics-Pacers. Garrett,
hey, yep. What do you make, Ken Laird, hockey fan, of all these NHL coaches who are being dismissed based on the way they treated players?
Creepy. Now, the Dallas coach, I guess, is non-related. They're not quite saying
okay. I thought that was related.
Well, they're saying it's not. It was some other abuse of power. So I'm thinking maybe more sexual misconduct or something. But it is bizarre. And I think it goes... I'm sure people in junior hockey and they dealt with coaches like trickle down effect that were, you know, violent and abusive.
No, but you have like tough guys, like brawlers, like Sean Avery,
right,
that are saying that, you know, coaches would choke them and whack them with a stick. And I mean, and those are guys who shouldn't be, who probably you would think a coach would not be targeting for physical abuse.
That's the way we should. We don't. That's why this country isn't great anymore. You can't go smack him or choke him or
I know. Just
discipline him the way you used to. That's why we're a nation of pussies now.
Well, we talked to Knuckles Nyland. That'll be on our podcast on the Skate Pod tomorrow. He said he would have punched the coach in the face if he had been choked or kicked by him.
I'm sure he would have.
Now, we had an interesting day in Patriots land. We kind of been blown out of this booing fiasco, but here's a quote from Kyle Van Noy on the Quick Slants podcast with Tom E. Curran. Tell me what you think about this clip.
That was a spirited football game. Absolutely had a playoff atmosphere to it, I thought.
Too much booing for me.
Did the booing irritate?
I thought it was disrespectful, but it is what it is.
Whoa. Huh. Kyle Van Noy, disrespectful that you booed him, Fitzy. How do you feel about that?
I did not boo, Ken. I have multiple witnesses. Yeah. Also, I was too busy filming the Chiefs sideline at the
time.
Too
much B-roll, yeah.
Seems a little sensitive for a member of the head of the boogeyman, doesn't it? To be bothered by a little booing.
Poor guy's been battered by the media in this town. No wonder why he's so sensitive.
Oh, he's been battered by the media?
Yes.
I see.
And Garrett Cole's making a lot of money. 9 years, $324 million with the Yankees. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah, here come the roosters.
Reminds me, I didn't even get to ask you, Danielle, what you think about that news story today about the animal rescue group in New York who is trying to take the dog back from the woman who didn't follow their rules when she adopted the dog because she took it out to public places. within the first 2 weeks that she was given the dog.
It's all about the adoption contract. If that's what it says within the paperwork and the confines of the contract, that's what you have to adhere to. It doesn't matter how ridiculous the notion seems. If you sign off on a... Because I've seen this happen with rescues before that have, you know, like there will be a cat that was treated a certain way and then the rescue tries to claw the cat back from the owner saying you
violated... Oh, claw it back?
See what I did there? Yes.
They try to take it back. But they make these rules, like they actually make rules where if you're adopting a cat, it has to remain an inside cat for the entire time.
Most rescues have an indoor cat.
And they're going to come take it back from you. It's the most ridiculous thing. That I mean, you're adopting an animal. You're out trying to do good in the world.
I understand that. But you have to also understand from the rescue side of things, we see a lot of animals come back or animals will get adopted. People lie and say, like I've had... I don't know, five people adopt for me and say, no, they'll be indoor-only cats. And then it turns out they're not indoor-only cats, and I see it on social. I'm like, oh, so your cat's outside now. And then the cat dies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, they'll be like, I don't have $2,000 for the surgery because my cat got attacked by a coyote. What was it doing outside, Sheila?
In this case, this lady adopted this dog, and they told her that the dog couldn't go outside for 2 weeks. And then they were texting asking how the dog was. And the lady wrote back and said the dog is doing well, and we went to Home Goods and Home Depot, and the dog was a champ. And then now they're trying to take her dog away from her.
Because the dog was a flight risk. The dog was skittish. So that's why they had that provision in place. And then a week later, the dog broke away from the woman at a park and took off. So this is, again, this is why rescues have to put these rules in place, because, yes, this is a fearful animal. We want you to make sure that the dog is comfortable with you and you know the dog's routine before you go to Home Goods so the dog doesn't run away. We don't have to spend 6 weeks putting out traps and setting up trail cams to try to find your lost dog.
So the 401 texter says it's better to put the dog back in the cage with the cold cement floor and no attention than the love that the person was giving it who adopted it.
It's not as simple as that. Trying on jackets.
What do you mean?
I mean, like at a home. No, but like you're allowed to bring pets into a Home Goods.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Home Goods will allow you. Yeah.
People bring dogs to holiday parties now because they can't go anywhere
with that nonsense.
They can't go anywhere without their dog.
Stop it.
You don't think the dog likes to go to a holiday party? Who doesn't like going to a holiday party?
I've said goodnight to a dog.
I'm not rolling in with Bella and Leah into the cap grill and being like, hey, Scotto, can I have a ribeye for these ladies?
Here's somebody who says with some of these rescue organizations, it's literally easier to adopt a child.
I agree.
Yeah, when you adopt a child, they don't tell you that the kid can't go outside for a month.
Oh, my parents.
Yeah, and when they adopt him from another country, like, now make sure you don't allow Klaus to go outside for the first 4 weeks because he is a flight risk. I mean, he could be a part of a sleeper cell.
Well, I mean, they don't even warn you. Like, when you're adopting somebody from Ukraine and you think it's a 9-year-old, it's actually a 35-year-old psychotic woman. They don't even inform you about that. I mean, that's...
Nope.
Yeah.
Story of the year. Is that a candidate?
Ukrainia.
At the end of the Greg Hill Show's top 10 stories of the year, that's one of my favorites.
This 978 texter doesn't like this story.
Uh oh,
great radio.
Sports related.
It actually is great radio. Thank you.
Cover it. Let's cover it.
Shoot me your email and I'll share the ratings with
you. Ooh, baby, looking good.
Uh-oh.
Yes. All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and then we are going to get to the crossover, which I am predicting will also be great radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimpin' and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some... Gotta give them what they want. What's that?
Joining us now for the crossover, it is the world's foremost authority on Dolomite, Jerome Wiggins.
That's right, Jerome.
What's happening, Jerome?
I'm good. They kind of adopted the name because now people do call me Jerome.
They do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, well, Jerome, we love you on the radio.
Perfect.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's good.
I think you should
don't
go with
correct
it.
Him. Yeah, I mean,
that guy
is what it is.
That guy called and he was fully convinced that your name was Jerome. And I think you should go with it.
When you hear when they say, okay, he's black and it starts, it's got to be Jerome.
Joining us now on the Patriots honk line, Jerome Wagner, former tight end for the Patriots.
It's got to be. That's it. That's the fallback, you know, for the black guy name is Jerome.
Jerome?
What's his name?
Jerome Washington.
Starts with a J. It's Jerome, right?
And then I even correct people in sentence. So I say, hey, you know, yeah, I just, you know, it's tough. My mother, when she named me Jermaine, and they're like, oh, okay. And then 2 seconds later, so Jerome, what do you think about this whole Spygate?
Well, Nick is happy to have a fellow honk in here to defend the Patriots.
Hey, the honks are the only logical ones. It's the anti-honks that don't even think logically.
Yeah, so you don't believe that Bill Belichick created the Do Your Job series so as to find a way to spy on other NFL franchises?
No. And what I don't understand is Curtis.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this guy was defending, and how can the Patriots, how can you, you know, he's the one, I actually hitched my wagon, him and I were on the wagon.
You did everything I said yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even have to
I
have this weird sort of point of view when there's evidence that comes into it that I change my perspective and my opinion on it, and when I found out that a Patriots full-time videographer trained his camera on the sideline getting opposing signals from the Bengals, I realized, and then he used the exact same excuse that was utilized in 2007, and that the Patriots, once again, are trying to distance themselves from this by telling the same local media cartel the same story over and over again. I realized that there was probably more to it than I had initially let on.
And this all coming from the revisionist Hillstorian, by the way, Jerome, who earlier today was ready to put the entire franchise on trial and now realizes it is much ado about nothing.
Yeah, and Curtis is the one yesterday. He's the one that he's put it out there for all of us. It's like a beautiful dinner. And he said, you got two options here. Either Bill Belichick is just so arrogant and dumb that he would be willing to ruin his legacy for a Cincinnati Bengals 1-12 team that he would do that, or it was a mistake that the guy made. And Curtis was like, there's no way, because of Bill's history with Spygate 1, there's no way he does it. And then I'm hearing him a little bit today, and I'm like,
well, there's an option C to that. He just runs a very disorganized organization.
Then I'm like, wait a second. That he's got Curtis in the low post. I'm like, all right, he's going to go up. Oh, he pump faked me.
All right. Well, I'm sure you guys are going to talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Black Mac?
Black Mac will do it. Jerome's got something good for you.
So you got a tease. You have something that's going to settle.
Yes.
So what time are you going to reveal that?
Whenever Dale wants me to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
So I told you, I do what Dale says.
All right.
And
well,
don't forget,
do that
at precisely 11:45. The Bill Belichick press conference. Save the clock tower, Wiggy.
Back to the future.
Thank you.
Hey,
attaboy. 1.21 gigawatts, Marty.
All right. If you missed anything this morning, as always, you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app. using the Rewind feature. And if you don't have the app, all you have to do is text APP to 37937 to download it. So do that right now while you're thinking about it. Text APP to 37937. Standard message and data rates may apply. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. And it is Dale and Keith with Wiggy coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.